Welcome. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the monthly meeting of the Waterford Town Board. Before our meeting this evening, we have a public hearing on the agenda, and I will read Mary Shannon Kerrigan, our clerk. Mary Shannon, would you like me to read this, or did you want to read it? I know you're calling it.
Yeah, I'm here, so whatever you want. I have it in front of me.
Why don't I read it then? Okay?
Sure.
All right?
Sure.
Notice of public hearing. Please take notice that a public hearing will be held by the Town Board of the Town of Waterford on January 5th, 2021 at 6:55 p.m. at the Waterford Community Center, 125 Second Street, Waterford, New York, by teleconference for consideration of Local Law Number 1 of the year 2021, titled A Local Law Establishing a Registry for Vacant Buildings and Property Maintenance Requirements for Lots Containing a Vacant Building. Any resident of the Town of Waterford is entitled to be heard upon said proposed local law at such public hearing. Copies of said proposed local law are available for review at the Town of Waterford Clerk's Office during business hours. The public can monitor the hearing by calling 518-694-5646 and by entering code 310506. By order of the Town Board of the Town of Waterford. And I would also add to the notice of public hearing that the law was also posted on both the town's website and the town's Facebook pages. So at that point, I will open it up for any comments regarding the public hearing. A little background on this. Basically, this law will establish certain minimum requirements that property owners will have to keep their vacant property. First of all, that it has to be listed on a vacant property register. And in addition to that, it will require property owners to maintain the property in appropriate condition, and it gives the town various enforcement measures to make sure that that happens. So that is the general purpose of the rule. I'll ask again, does anybody have any comments?
Yes, I do, Supervisor.
Yes. Would you just please identify? I'm sorry. Your name?
My name is Ken Hassett. I'm a resident of the village, but I'm also a local code enforcer at another municipality.
Yep.
And we're trying to come up with a similar plan, similar to this. And I just have a few questions if you don't mind me chiming in.
I don't mind at all.
Okay. So this is for the town only and not the village?
That's correct. Yeah, we don't have the authority to propose this law on a townwide basis. It's not applicable to the village.
Okay. And then how can I get a copy of the fee schedule?
We can, if you see Mary Shannon, can you get a copy for Ben tomorrow?
We haven't. The fee schedule hasn't been established yet. I from Dave Wooden, I guess it's still being discussed.
No, this is the fee schedule for the vacant registry.
I think is it in the law?
It's in the law.
Okay. I have a copy.
Okay. Yeah, no,
okay.
The fee register, what you were referring to, and I see Dave, he's nodding his head to me, Mary Shannon,
okay.
In agreement with me. The fee schedule you're talking about is the building permit application fees and some other fees. We're reviewing those to see
Perfect.
How they stack up to others. So Ben, we will be happy to give you a copy of this tomorrow.
Okay.
Did you
model this after any other municipalities, or did you just come up with your own plan?
I go with those are Colony, Town of Brunswick, City of Rensselaer.
City of Rensselaer, Village of Colony, Town of Brunswick were three of the laws that we reviewed.
Albany and Saratoga.
Okay.
And Albany and Saratoga, City of Albany and Saratoga Springs as well.
Yeah, okay. Now, does this only apply to the properties that are on the state registry, or are they also going to apply to properties that you know that are vacant but not currently on the state registry?
It has nothing to do with the state registry. It applies to all vacant buildings.
Okay, all right. And then if it's not paid, are you going to levy it to the taxes?
We will.
You will, okay. Okay. Any idea how many properties you might have that meet this criteria?
I think we did a we took a look. It's not a formal count, but Dave, what's what?
I got an unofficial one of 15, but some of those will come off because there's several types of exemptions, like if you're in probate court.
They can't move to the Dave.
He just moved
to the seat right there. They can't hear you. With it, move over there. I'm having Dave Wooden join the conversation. He's got a little more background, okay?
Okay, yeah, thank you.
There's three different exemptions. One, if you've got a building permit and you're remodeling. One, if it's occupied on a seasonal basis. And the third, if it's in a probate court. But if it's bank foreclosure, then you have to register it.
Right. We think it's somewhere in the area of 15 properties.
Okay. And I didn't hear the second statement.
Seasonal.
If it's seasonal. Oh,
okay.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
No problem. Glad to help. And we'll get you a copy of the long fee schedule tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Does anybody have anything else that they'd like to talk about? Okay. Hearing none, anybody here have anything they want to add? Anybody on the phone? All right. If there are no further comments, we will. Oh, I have one addition. I had one written comment from a gentleman who was opposed to the law. I'm going to mispronounce his last name, and I apologize for that. It's Mr. Cezali. My apologies, but I will provide his email, copy of his email to the record for this public hearing. Okay. Okay. And with that, I will close the public hearing. All right. And we will take a brief 2-minute break here before we start the next meeting. All right. So mute everyone.
Joe.
Shannon, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Good, thanks. Listen, I appreciate your getting all the information together for me. I am looking through the information that you gave me. I'm looking for a copy of the resolutions that we adopted the other night.
I have them here with me to read.
Oh, you have them? Okay, fine. You're going to read them. Great. Okay,
yep.
That's good. Okay. I know we had talked about that. That's great.
We did.
Thank you.
Jack, are you still there?
I am.
Am I doing all the voting as well or just reading the resolutions?
Why don't you do everything because you're so good at it.
Okay.
And if I need to step in, I will, because you can't see the people here, that's all, you know,
correct.
Obviously.
Yep.
We'll try to muddle through this as best we can, okay?
Okay.
All right? Okay. All right, so with that, we will, when you're ready, Russ, I'm going to make an announcement, Russ, about our other plan right now. Tell me when you're ready, okay? Leave Mary Shannon and Dave. Dave is on? Leave Mary Shannon, Dave, and Don Boyajian unmuted, would you please? Okay.
Are we muting everyone else?
Yeah. I would like to for the moment, yeah. Oh, you know what? Leave everybody on. That's fine. There's too much trouble going back and forth. Let everybody talk. Okay. I want to start the meeting by making a general announcement of what I hope is good news. After consultation with our IT team here of Pat Breen and Russ McAllister and looking at the general dissatisfaction of this particular system in trying to conduct town business and meetings in a way that is safe for everybody and gives everybody an opportunity to participate, Tonight, we're, again, because of COVID concerns, Councilman Ball isn't here. He's on the line. He's called in, so technically he's present. And our town clerk, Mary Shannon Carrigan, isn't here. And given the state of the spread of COVID and the fact that apparently a much more contagious strain has unfortunately found its way to the Capital District in Saratoga Springs, what had been called the United Kingdom strain, the UK strain, a gentleman in Saratoga Springs tested positive for that yesterday, the first known positive case in New York State. So given the fact that the COVID situation is likely to get worse before it gets better, we put some effort into trying to find some better technology to have these meetings. So I'm very happy to announce, especially for the people on the phone who have told me that sometimes it's difficult to hear, and last month we were unable to use the technology at all, I'm very happy to say that effective with our February meeting, we will be conducting all town meetings via the Zoom technology platform. It's much more advanced. It'll provide video as well as audio, and I think it's a big improvement over the system we have. So Pat and Russ will be working to bring that technology to the town, and I expect that we will have that in place for our next meeting. Instead of seeing a phone number with a code, you'll instead see an invitation to a Zoom meeting. And Zoom meetings, you can attend on your phone, you can attend on a tablet, you can attend on a laptop, you can attend on a desktop. You can do all of those things. So it will give everybody a much more reliable piece of technology, much more reliable technology platform to conduct these meetings. Each town councilman will be working off of their tablets so that each time one of them speaks, the microphone on the tablet will pick up whatever they're saying, and I believe that at that point also the Zoom video will focus on that councilman who is speaking. So I think it's going to be a much more robust and a much easier and satisfying way for the town board to conduct business and for residents who want to phone in or be part of the meetings. They'll be able to do that much easier now and with video as well as audio. So I'm excited about that because this has been a trying situation for everybody. So having said that, I'm going to go ahead and our first order of business is please rise with me. And if you would, please pledge allegiance to our flag. And Dave, are you prepared to give us your usual great job as the chaplain?
As always.
Thank you, David. All right, if you would, after the Pledge of Allegiance, please remain standing for a brief prayer from our honorary chaplain, Councilman Dave Ball.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic of which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty, justice for all.
Yes. Let us pray. Father, we ask your blessing on these proceedings tonight. We ask that you grant this board discernment in our activities and the actions that we are about to execute on behalf of our community and folks who live here. We ask your blessing on all those first responders around the world who are responding to the COVID-19 crisis. We ask you to bless them in their activities, and we ask your power and your energy to calm this storm that we face in this terrible disease. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, David. All right. Mary Shannon, if you would, please call the roll.
Councilman Ball?
Present.
Councilman Woodrow?
Here.
Councilman Marvel?
Here.
Councilman McClement?
Here.
Supervisor Waller?
Here. Copies of the meeting minutes of the town board meeting of December 1st, the agenda meeting, and special meeting of December 29th have been distributed to the board. Are there any requests for corrections, additions, or deletions? Nope. Hearing none, all in favor, please
aye.
Indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The minutes are adopted. Move on to committee reports. Supervisor's monthly cash report for the month of December. The general account, the balance on hand as of December 1st, $1,371.61. Total receipts for the month amounted to $156,840. Transfer from the general savings account in the amount of $675,000. Transfer from the bond account, $3,718.80. Total disbursements, $667,909.75. Transfer to the general savings account, $153,000. Balance on hand is the end of the month and the end of the year in the general account, $6,000. General savings account, the balance on hand as of December 1st was $2,600,959.36. Total receipts for the month amounted to $249,089.30. Transfer from the general account in the amount of $163,000. Transfer to the payroll account in the amount of $262,926.56. Transfer to the general account, $675. Interest received on a general savings account, $33.81. Giving us a balance on hand at the end of the month and at the end of the year of $2,075,155.91. The landfill savings account, the balance on hand at December 1st, was $855.20. We received 1 cent in interest, giving us a balance on hand of $855.21 at month and year end. The abstract report for the month, total audited vouchers amounted to $270,358.29. Payments made in advance of audit amounted to $411,930.71. The petty cash report, petty cash for the month of December totaled $23.40, and it was all for court postage. Are there any comments or questions from the board regarding those reports? If not, can I have a motion, please, to accept the financial report, reimburse petty cash, and pay the vouchers?
Second it.
Offered by Mr. Boudreaux, seconded by Mr. McClement. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. With that, we'll move on now to committee reports. Committee on Highway, Wastewater Treatment, Water Authority, Cemetery, and Museum, Councilman Jim. Jim?
Thank you, Supervisor. Good evening, everybody. For the month of December, which was an active month to say the least, Highway reports that they've repaired the upper cemetery road area. Catch basins throughout town have been marked and serviced and cleaned. All seasonal equipment has been winterized. River Street overgrowth maintenance project has been completed. They conducted an exploratory dig on Davis Drive in regards to a water leak and had assistance from the water department. New street signs installed on Mohawk Ave, South Street, Short 6th, and South Street Extension. Manhole risers replaced on Columbus, Fulton, Davis Drive, and Museum Lane. Used 3 tons of coal patch in road repair. Snow removal was completed after the storm, which I just want to say that highway guys did a great job, a wonderful, difficult storm to say the least, but they did a great job in all their cleanup and plowing effort, and a lot of hours were worked as well, too. Flood cleanup was completed at the Harbor Visitor Center from 3rd Street to the Waterford Boat Launch, and if anybody saw that mess down there, it was quite a mess, and great job on the cleanup down there as well. Processed 12 dig safe requests. Excuse me. Used 180 tons of road salt. 60 cubic yards of yard waste were removed and responded to 47 requests for service. Hours worked for the month, snow and ice, 498. Equipment maintenance, 46. General maintenance, 627. Miscellaneous, 223. Garage maintenance, 36. And that report was submitted by Tony Lubis, the acting highway superintendent for the highway department. Wastewater department for the month, they removed 6,000 gallons of sludge to Albany County and 60,000 gallons of sludge to Saratoga County. They answered 3 alarms, and all 3 were as a result of high flow. Maintenance performed, they checked all pump stations and clean floats, checked maintenance of outside grounds, equipment, and vehicles, removed the influent primary grease from primary tanks and weirs, used the sewer camera for the lateral at number 9 Sage Road. Homeowner has a slight root issue. pulled the recycle pump with Troy Belting and assisted with the install of the rebuilt one 3 days later. Installed new LED lighting on the treatment plant main building, the side of the grit building, and the inside of the 3rd Street pump station wet well. The A-team replaced the bad power control contactor at the Drake Court pump station and the entire power control panel at Canvasback Ridge pump station. Installed a test unit for an alarm system upgrade, first light and Troy Belting at the Mechanical Road pump station, and overhead door inspect and adjust the garage 43-year-old door to the pump room. It is now in working order, and that report was submitted by Craig Falcone, chief operator. For the water commissioners for the month, the water commissioners delivered 27,100,000 gallons of water, or 903,000 gallons per day. Distribution system work, staff completed DigSafe utility locations and service calls during the month. Total of 71 service calls, 24 utility locates were addressed. In addition to calls, staff calibrated and maintained equipment, completed monthly water testing, and completed meter reading. Hydrant leaves and snow removal, please be advised that as we enter the fall and winter season, any support that can be provided by the community to help clear hydrants for emergency use would be greatly appreciated. And a new website. The water commissioners are excited to announce that the Waterworks has a new website. You can see it at www.waterfordwater.org. And that's it for the water commissioners. That report was submitted by Ed Hernandez. The town historian, I always like Russ's reports. He's getting a lot of hits on his Facebook site. He had 2,984 people contact his Facebook site for Waterford History. He's working with a group called Camp Rockaway. Visit them on the web for further info. They're hosting a summer-long camping experience at Lock 5 in Scotterville on the Champlain Canal. They're planning for part of that experience to visit other locales of historic significance. Waterford is one of them under consideration. Now Corp and the New York State Power Authority are involved as well. He's working with Jim Richmond, Saratoga County History Roundtable, in conjunction with Saratoga County Museum, and are producing 10-minute videos for their Crossroads of the County program. Our feature is tentatively Crossroads of the Canals. He received a phone call inquiry concerning Holroyd Manufacturing in Waterford from an antique dealer in Virginia. He's able to answer his question. If anyone has any tool or die sets stamped with the Holroyd name on it, they're very valuable in the right market. And looking to the future, he's looking to many projects here, obviously concerned about COVID because everything's on hold. But he's looking to do a quarterly history presentation throughout the town and throughout the area. And as always, Russ does a great job. The cemetery, just an update there, I mentioned the road was repaired up in the top section of Davis Avenue, and the Saratoga Avenue section of the cemetery is closed for the winter. It's just impossible to drive cars or vehicles through there for the winter with the conditions of the roads in there. And that, for me, is my report.
Thank you, Jim. Our next report is the Public Safety, Emergency Services, and our liaison to the village government, Councilman Dave Ball. Dave?
Good evening, Supervisor. Good evening, everyone. The town board received tonight a six-page report outlining the activities of the Waterford Police Department primarily. Part of that report consists of the monthly statistics for the month of December, as well as the very last page, which is a summary report of all of the calls by nature and type for the year of 2020. In reviewing the monthly statistics, there were a total of 24 arrests made by the Waterford Police Department, a total of 72 traffic tickets issued. There were 18 motor vehicle accidents investigated and responded to, and there were a total of 554 calls for service. In other areas, there were 5 fire calls for the month. There are 48 EMS calls for the month. School details, there was a total of 11 for the month. And animal control responses and reports, a total of 23. In reviewing the annual statistics for the Waterford Police Department, here are the following statistics. There was a total of 123 arrests for the year. There were a total of 593 traffic tickets issued. There were a total of 140 motor vehicle accidents investigated and responded to. and a total of 5,112 calls for service responded to of all types. The month also saw the department undertake some internal review and some tweaking. It was a group effort, and I'm proud of everything that came out of that in terms of discussions and changes. I'll just summarize those. Sergeant Dilbo sought field sobriety testing to new recruits at the Zone 5 Academy. The department meeting was held in December as well, in which we conducted and went over some changes for the coming year of 2021 in the areas of training, report, and written documentation. Changes were finalized, will be implemented in, and I've been implemented so far this year of our filing system, which will help clarify our call categories and make the PD activities more transparent in the future on monthly reports. We look forward to that in February. Open cases, we have several open cases. Among those, we have one suspicious death we're investigating, one child sexual abuse case we're investigating, one burglary, and one vice case, which is active and under investigation, remains so, did result in an arrest. In the police reform process, this is the Executive Order 203, just a condensation and a comment on that. We've undertaken this process. We are in the midst of it at this point in time. Questionnaires have been distributed throughout the community and been delivered in person and by mail to designated stakeholders, and we're waiting responses. We have seen some come in. Others are slow, and we're considering some other just quick overview surveys as a result of the process. So we'll be using this information that we garner throughout this process to produce a report to the town board, and then we will implement a plan of action, assuming that the board approves those actions at a later date in compliance with the executive order. On the village side of things, the Waterford Fire Department's building is moving along. It actually looks like a building now. It has walls, doors, and a roof over it, and they expect to be in sometime probably by the second quarter, I would imagine, the way things are going of this year. So they're working earnestly to get that job done, and they're looking to get their equipment into new quarters on a consolidated basis. So in any event, that's my report, Supervisor.
Thank you, Dave.
Welcome.
Our next report is the Committee on Veterans Grants Funding, Special Projects Town Hall, and Seniors, Councilman Frank Clement. Frank?
Hi, good evening, everybody. Thank you, Supervisor. Just a brief report tonight from seniors. As everyone is aware, our senior programs, our in-person programming, senior clubs, have not been meeting here in the community center due to COVID, and with the uptick in cases and the severity of things that are happening around us, that will remain on hold until further notice. We are still providing some services to our seniors. Our medical transportation, we are still running for the month of December. We provided transportation for 16 appointments for a total of 448.6 miles and 23.3 appointment hours with six cancellations. We also still provide our grocery bus. Our grocery bus typically runs Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. And in the month of December, we provided transportation for 45 seniors for a total of 15 hours and 110 miles. Face masks are mandatory as well as staggered seating. We are following COVID guidelines, and the buses are cleaned and disinfected in between uses. And also with the grocery run, what our driver, Andy Walters, has been doing is multiple trips to account for room for groceries and to make sure people have room to space out. Also providing cleaning to town hall offices and restrooms, police department, cleaning to the highway department and our community center, in addition to washing and sanitizing the buses. And that is report from Andy Walters, our bus driver. Anybody interested in taking advantage of our senior transportation program can contact our driver, Andy, at 518-527-4589, and you can use that same number for the grocery bus. Saratoga County Office for the Aging is still also providing the home-delivered meals program. And seniors who might have a need for home-delivered meals and who are not already receiving those can contact the Saratoga County Office for the Aging at 518-884-4100, and they can get connected. Okay. I do have one brief report from Annie Walters that is not directly town-related, but he had asked me to share with the community. And if it's okay with the board, I'd like to take a minute to go ahead and read that. For anybody that's lived in Waterford for the last several years knows or has heard of the Rock for Tots event. Andy Walters has done a great job volunteering his time for that program and has raised a lot of money and collected a lot of toys for kids that serve the Waterford community and the Capital Region and beyond. But he did provide a report that he's asked me to read. So I'm going to focus on the Waterford aspects of it for brevity. But due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Rock for Tots annual event was canceled. In place of the celebration with the bands and the toy collection, we teamed up with the Waterford Half Moon National Honor Society and had a toy drive through Toy Drop at the Waterford Half Moon School on November 23rd. Filling more than 10 large Toys for Tots collection boxes. Each box is estimated to hold approximately 25 toys, collecting under 300 toys in just 4 hours. The National Honor Society also conducted a food drive at the same time and donating some of the food to local food pantries as well as the Veterans Miracle Center in Albany, New York. Other than the toy drive, Rock for Tots received several monetary donations to assist with Rock for Tots and the Waterford VFW Memorial Post 5800 Christmas Kids Program and Toys for Tots Program. VFW Past Commander Andy Walters volunteered over 88 service hours working at the Toys for Tots Collection and Distribution Centers. And most notably, the Waterford Christmas Kids Program through the VFW, provided toys to all of our Waterford families that requested help this year. We provided toys to 54 children aged 17 and under in the Waterford community. We were also able to provide toys to families from neighboring counties who were denied toys, missing their request deadlines, as we had collected extra. Our program provided toys for 93 children total this Christmas. Thanks to all who supported this year's Christmas program. Every Child Deserves a Christmas, submitted Andy Walters. And I want to thank Andy and the VFW. They do a lot in our community for a small post, and this is one of the big things that they work on every year, and Andy spearheads that, so great job for those folks, and we appreciate them. And I think that's everything for me.
Thank you, Frank. Our next report is the Committee on Youth, Playground, Schools, Festivals, Library, Waterford School, and Visitor Center, Councilwoman Lori Marble. Lori, I'm going to move this a little closer to you, okay?
She's got all that.
Oh, you have one there. Okay,
yeah,
never mind then. Go right ahead.
Okay,
thank you, Frank.
I'll start with the Canal Visitor Center. On December 16th and 17th, approximately 22 inches of snow fell in Waterford and the Hearst Harbor Center. On December 23rd and 24th, temperatures rose into the 50s and 60s, resulting in waters rising to approximately 24 and a half feet. The water flooded the visitor center and the wall. The wall from 3rd Street to the Battery was littered with debris. Supervisor Lawler and members of the town board met at the visitor center on the morning of the 27th to assess the damage. Waterford police took measures to keep onlookers safe and away from the wall. The town highway department was called in and was on site by 7 a.m. the morning of the 28th. By 3 p.m., the wall was cleared of the debris, which included many large trees. Plans are being made with the Waterford Fire Department to have the wall closed down to remove mud as soon as the weather cooperates. Many thanks to all who were involved in the cleanup efforts and to all who worked diligently to protect the public. Planning is underway as we look forward with hope and optimism to a bright new year with Canal Fest scheduled for May 15th and 16th, Independence Day celebration on July 3rd, Dragon Boat Festival on August 7th, and the return of Tugboat Roundup in September on the 10th, 11th, and 12th. And that was submitted by Harbor Master Jeff Cleary. The library, they are planning to continue their current service model for the time being, and that being limited in-building browsing and limited computer use on Mondays through Thursdays, 10 to 5 p.m., and Saturdays from 10 to 2 p.m. Fridays will remain curbside pickup only from 10 to 3 p.m. Curbside is also available the other days of the week as well by appointment. They are also continuing to serve as a drop-off point for non-perishable food items and personal care items, which will be distributed to community food pantries. Unfortunately, they are unable to accept any donations of food or other materials at this time due to COVID and lack of space. We are happy to choose books for homebound folks and arrange for delivery. Tim would also like to thank Andy Walters for welcoming him on the shopping bus, and they are happy to arrange pickup and delivery of library materials through that bus service. There are also Wi-Fi hotspots that people can borrow with their library cards at a time. Their next Board of Trustees meeting is Tuesday, January 12th. The school is still doing in-person learning. Some students are doing virtual learning by choice. There are some precautionary quarantines by staff and students, and right now they're working on their capital project at the school, and the facilities committee is meeting to put the final touches on that project. Right now they have one sport that they're doing, and that is bowling. That is the end of my report.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Lori. All right, I want to move on now to general orders, and we're going to combine item 5 and 6 because they deal with exactly the same thing. The town board has been provided a copy of the proposed budget transfers for 2020. For folks here and for people on the line, this is an annual resolution that the board passes. And basically, it's primarily a housekeeping resolution. When we prepare our budget, we do everything possible to make sure that every line item is as exactly accurate as possible. However, it is impossible to actually, to the last dollar and the last penny, have every line item finish the year exactly as budgeted. We are required to adjust our budget at the end of the year so that it reflects a balanced budget. Some items we spend more money than we expected to. Some items we spend less money than we expected to. There are also things that happened during the year that were totally unexpected. One that comes to mind was a major repair, a drainage repair in Mallage Landing South, which we enacted as an emergency resolution. At the end of the year, in order to make our books balance and to be able to file all our required reports, and be able to prepare our financial statements in a condition that our external auditors come in and review our work and make sure that everything is accurate and appropriate, we make budget transfers from different line items. And it doesn't change the amount of money spent. It simply adjusts where the money was spent. And we do it fund by fund. There's no commingling of the funds. So, for example, the SOAR fund, all the budget transfers for the SOAR fund stay in the SOAR fund. In the highway fund, they all stay in the highway fund. In the general fund, they all stay in the highway fund. So we've given copies of the budget transfers to the members of the board. So I'd want to stop there, and I want to ask our budget officer, Bill Kuto, Bill, do you want to add anything to what I said? Is there anything you want to point out in particular to the town board?
I don't think so, Jack. I think for the most part, you hit the nail on the head. It's basically a situation where we are adjusting our budget to what is required. Every year we have some categories that spend a little bit more and spend a little bit less. The board has is aware of that based upon the financial statements that they receive on a monthly basis.
Right.
So that there's no nothing here that's a real surprise to anybody. But I think for the most part, it's basically housekeeping at this point in time.
Thank you. And the board has had these and have had an opportunity to ask questions if they had any issues. So let me ask again. Anybody on board have any issues? It is pretty much. I'll just quote a couple of. For example, one of the budget transfers is town board contractual expense. That's for some conferences and things that the board goes to. The approved budget was $14,720. We spent $11,720. So there was a decrease of $3,000. So we're taking that $3,000 away from that line item, and we're going to move money, for example, I'm looking for a close example. I don't really have one that's that close. Yeah, I do. One of our insurance policies, well, that we provide medical and dental, et cetera, the employees, we approved $46,421. That actual expense is $49,655. So we're $3,044 over budget. So what we do is we move the money from under budget, and we use it to pay for the things that are over budget. Because at the end of the year, we have to have a balanced budget. So having said that, any questions from the board one last time? Dave, are you good?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. All right. If there's no questions from the board, would someone please want to offer a resolution to adopt the budget?
I'll offer that.
Second.
Thank you. I'll give it to Dave and Laurie. Dave with the offer and Laurie with the second. Okay, any discussion on that? If not, Mary Shannon, would you call the roll, please?
Councilman Ball?
Yes.
Councilman Boudreaux?
Yes.
Councilman Marble?
Yes.
Councilman McClement?
Yes.
Supervisor Lawler?
Yes. Mary Shannon, would you move on to item B, please?
Resolve that the Town Board of the Town of Waterford hereby authorizes the Town Supervisor to execute an agreement in the amount of $15,035 with Delaware Engineering, DPC, for environmental monitoring at the closed Town of Waterford landfill.
Offered.
Seconded.
Been offered by Councilman Boudreaux, second by Councilman McClement. And this resolution simply authorizes me to sign an agreement with Delaware Engineering for landfill monitoring. Many, many, many years ago, Waterford had its own landfill. It's been closed probably, I'm going to say, at least 25 years. However, the Department of Environmental Conservation requires, and I think rightfully so, that we continue to monitor that landfill to make sure that there's nothing leaking out of it, that it's in good shape. And so each year we engage Delaware Engineering to go ahead and perform that monitoring for us. And that's what this we're required to do this by DEC, and this is the contract that allows that to happen.
It's also part of the bike trail now, too, as well.
It is part of the bike trail now. Very good. Right. Yeah, that trail extends all the way up into Half Moon now. So you actually are walking over the closed landfill. Thank you, Jim. So it's been offered and seconded. Any other discussion?
No.
No? Okay. Would you call the roll, please?
Councilman Ball?
Yes.
Councilman Boudreaux?
Yes.
Councilman Marble?
Yes.
Councilman McClement?
Yes.
Supervisor Lawler?
Yes.
Resolved that the Town Board of the Town of Waterford hereby authorizes the Town Supervisor to execute an agreement with Family Dans in an amount not to exceed $4,200 for the purchase and installation of 15 new ceiling registers and associated flexible ductwork in the Town Board / courtroom.
I'll offer that.
Second.
Mayor Shannon,
Councilman Ball?
Oh. Mayor Shannon, just a second. We have...
Yep.
Did you get who offered? I'm sorry, you're not here, so I just want to
That's
make sure.
That's okay.
Okay.
Councilman McClement, seconded by Councilman Marble.
Close enough. Yep, that's good. Yep. Okay. And it's been offered and seconded. Any discussion by the board? This is another step in some of the renovations we're doing at Town Hall. The Town Hall desperately needed a new heating system. And those of you who have gone to town board meetings in the winter know how cold it can get there. So we're very happy to have that. This is to add some more work to that contract. So would you call the roll now, please?
Councilman Ball?
Yes.
Councilman Boudreaux?
Yes.
Councilman Marble?
Yes.
Councilman McClement?
Yes.
Supervisor Lawler?
Yes.
Resolved that the Town Board of the Town of Waterford hereby accepts the following bids for equipment sold at Auctions International. 2009 Ford E450 Ambulance, $7,000. Han four-drawer filing cabinets, $39.
I'll offer that.
Seconded.
Offered by Mr. Boudreaux, seconded by Mr. McClement. Any discussion? The town has a policy, if we have excess equipment, excess vehicles, excess anything that we think somebody might be interested in buying, we list it with Auctions International. We've had great results with that. So any excess equipment, any excess vehicles, anything the town has.
Or tugboats.
I'm sorry?
Or tugboats. We sold the tugboat.
Yeah, you're right, Jan. We sold a tugboat on this. So you really can sell just about anything on this. So it's worked out well for us, and we know we're getting the best possible price because it reaches a very large audience. Well, go ahead and call the roll, would you please?
Councilman Ball?
Yes.
Councilman Boudreaux?
Yes.
Councilman Marble?
Yes.
Councilman McClement?
Yes.
Supervisor Lawler?
Yes.
But on both parties?
Resolved that the town board of the town of Waterford hereby allows Craig Falcone to carry over 60 hours of vacation over and beyond the allowed 40 hours to 2021 due to work scheduling issues in 2020.
Offered.
Second.
And the reason for this, we suffered several emergency situations during the year, one long one being on Canvasback Ridge, which required Craig to not only forego vacation, but to put in an extraordinary number of extra hours. So we'd like to see him to be able to hopefully take his vacation next year. Could you call the roll, please?
Councilman Ball?
Yes.
Councilman Boudreaux?
Yes.
Councilman Marble?
Yes.
Councilman McClement?
Yes.
Supervisor Lawler?
Yes.
Resolved that the town board of the town of Waterford hereby authorizes the following fee increases related to the Waterford Rural Cemetery effective April 1st, 2021. Grave purchase, current fee $500, new fee $800. Grave opening, current fee $550, new fee $800. Cremation, current fee $250, new fee $350.
Offered.
Second.
Discussion. Dennis Carnival, who manages our cemetery operations, Dennis for many, many years managed I think St. Joseph's Cemetery?
Yeah, St. Joseph's, yeah.
Until the diocese took that over and Dennis retired, and then he joined us part-time to manage the Waterford Rural Cemetery. I want to thank Dennis for his work. He did a good job surveying what other cemeteries charge for these services. We found out we were substantially, like about 50% of what other folks were charging. We're still among the lowest. We want to make sure that the people in town have an opportunity to say goodbye to their loved ones in a way that is respectful and dignified. So we certainly want to make sure that that's always available. So we'll continue to be very reasonably feed as compared to other folks, but it was time to increase those fees. So would you call the roll, Mayor Shannon?
Councilman Ball?
Yes.
Councilman Boudreaux?
Yes.
Councilman Marble?
Yes.
Councilman McClement?
Yes.
Supervisor Lawler?
Yes.
Resolved that the town board of the town of Waterford does hereby direct the town supervisor to execute an agreement between the town of Waterford wastewater treatment plant and the Gloversville-Johnstown joint sewer board for sludge disposal during the period of January 1st, 2021 through December 31st, 2022.
Offered.
Second.
This resolution simply authorizes me to sign an agreement between the town of Waterford and the Gloversville-Johnstown sewer board. And our sludge is what's left after we treat raw sewage. Cleaner water goes into the river than what came out, but there is some residue, and it's sewer sludge. We have to find a way to dispose of that. We have a couple of options for that. One is the Saratoga sewer plant, and the other is the Johnstown Gloversville plant. So it's simply a place for us to dispose of the byproduct of having a sewer, which is sewer sludge.
It's our backup. The primary is Albany County, Saratoga County.
Right.
But if there's a problem with either one of those facilities, if we have to,
yep,
we'll go to Johnstown. So.
Yeah, you always want to have somebody who will work with you to get rid of this stuff.
Can't drive around with that stuff for a long time.
Nope. All right. So would you call the roll, please?
Councilman Ball?
Yes.
Councilman Boudreaux?
Yes.
Councilman Marble?
Yes.
Councilman McClement?
Yes.
Supervisor Lawler?
Yes.
Whereas a resolution was duly adopted by the town board of the town of Waterford for a public hearing to be held by said town board on January 5, 2021 at 6:55 p.m. at Waterford Community Center, 125 2nd Street, Waterford, New York, to hear all interested parties on a proposed local law entitled a local law establishing a registry for vacant buildings and property maintenance requirements for lots containing a vacant building. Whereas notice of said public hearing was duly published in the Daily Gazette, the official newspaper of the Town of Waterford, on December 21, 2020, and posted on the Town Clerk's signboard and the Town website. And whereas said public hearing was duly held on January 5, 2021 at 6:55 p.m. at the Waterford Community Center, and all parties in attendance were permitted an opportunity to speak on behalf of or in opposition to said proposed local law and any part thereof. Whereas it is a Type 2 action under the State Environmental Quality Review Act and requires no further action with regard to CEQA, and whereas the Town Board of the Town of Waterford, after due deliberation, finds it in the best interest of the town to adopt said local law. Now, therefore, the Town Board of the Town of Waterford hereby adopts said local law as Local Law Number 1, entitled A Local Law Establishing a Registry for Vacant Buildings and Property Maintenance Requirements for Lots Containing a Vacant Building, a copy of which is attached hereto and made a part hereof, and the Town Clerk be, and she is hereby directed to enter said local law in the minutes of this meeting and in the local law book of the Town of Waterford, and to give due notice of the adoption of said local law to the Secretary of State.
Okay. I'll offer that.
Mr. McClemmon has offered. Ms. Marble has seconded. Is there any discussion on the law? I know we've talked quite a bit about this. I think it's a good, very good, and way for us to manage vacant properties and to know where they are, which is important, and also make sure that they are kept in a condition that doesn't detract from the folks in the neighborhood where those properties are located. So my thanks to Dave Wooden, and I'm not sure who else Dave was involved in that. I know Glenn was, our prior building inspector, but my thanks to you guys for the work that went into putting this together, and my thanks to our legal staff as well, who were instrumental in putting the law together. Well, would you call the roll, please?
Councilman Ball?
Yes.
Councilman Boudreaux?
Yes.
Councilman Marble?
Yes.
Councilman McClement?
Yes.
Supervisor Lawler?
Yes.
Resolved that the Town Board of the Town of Waterford hereby acknowledges the receipt of the audit report issued by C.L. Hajiwana, CPA, relative to the Town Court of the Town of Waterford for the calendar year 2019.
I love
your choice, Mary Shannon.
Oh, second.
I have Councilman Ball, seconded by Councilman Marble.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. That's good. Thanks. Each year we conduct, the town conducts an audit of all of the town's financial operations. And the report is a separate financial operation, and then it is the financial responsibility of the court lies with the judges and the clerks of the judges. But as part of the town government and as part of the town overall financial situation, we do have an annual audit, an independent annual audit conducted, and we are going to acknowledge receipt of that, and I want to acknowledge the work of the court clerks and the justices. The audit was conducted with no findings, no recommendations. Everything was well done. And it was a very clean audit. But we do want to acknowledge receipt of it for the record. Would someone care to offer that, please? Or we already did that.
A few times.
Mary Shannon, would you call the roll, please?
Councilman Ball?
Yes.
Councilman Boudreaux?
Yes.
Councilman Marble?
Yes.
Councilman McClement?
Yes.
Supervisor Lawler?
Yes. Okay. We have two items under other business, and then Councilman Boudreaux has requested an executive session to discuss a personnel issue. Under the first item under other business, I want to introduce everybody to Benjamin Aiken. Ben is here tonight. Take stand up, Ben, so everybody can see you. Unfortunately, you folks on the phone can't see Ben, but he cuts a fine figure tonight. And I want to welcome Ben. Ben will, assuming this resolution is approved, Ben will be joining us as the new town building inspector and code enforcement officer. Ben comes to us from the city of Rensselaer, where he's had that same position, and we've had a number of conversations with Ben. We're very excited to have him join us. He's ready to step in and do this job immediately, and it is a very, very demanding job. So with that, I'd like to read a resolution. I'd like to offer this resolution. Be it resolved that Benjamin Aiken is hereby appointed as the Town of Waterford Building Inspector and Code Enforcement Officer at a salary of $29.40 per hour, paid in weekly installments without the necessity of a pre-audit by the Town Board. I'd like to offer that, please.
I'll second.
And who offered it?
You did.
I offered it, but you seconded it?
I seconded it.
Okay, great. Okay. Any discussion on that? No? Ben, let's take the vote first. All in favor?
Aye.
Mary Tandem, call the roll, if we get a voice
yes.
vote on this.
Councilman Ball?
Yes.
Councilman Boudreau?
Yes.
Councilman Marble?
Yes.
Councilman McClement?
Yes.
Supervisor Lawler?
Yes. Ben, welcome aboard. We're very glad to have you. And I know Dave is really glad to have you. For those of you who don't know, Dave is the town planning director, but for those occasions where there's a vacancy in the town building inspector's office, Dave also puts that hat on. So Dave has been doing double duty, and I know he's very, very happy to have somebody with Ben's experience and professionalism join him, and they're going to make a great team. You want to add anything, Ben? And Ben lives in, you live in Scaghtikoke?
Scaghtikoke, yes.
He's a Scaghtikoke guy. He's just going to come down the, is that Route 40? Right, down Route 40, over the bridge, and you're here. So
10 minutes.
That's great. That's
any former relatives in Waterford?
Not that I'm familiar with. Really? Lots of Aikens, but.
Yeah, a lot of Aikens in Waterford.
Yeah.
Yep. There aren't. Well, anyway, congratulations, and we're glad to have you with us. Thank you very much. And then the other item under the business, last month we had a technology breakdown where people on the line, we could not unmute them for some reason. Last week. We were unable to unmute people. We could not hear what anyone said, and no one on the line could apparently hear anything we said because our microphones were muted as well. Despite everybody's best efforts to resolve that last week, couldn't be fixed. But I did, when a few people wrote to me to point out that they weren't able to participate, they weren't able to hear what was said, I promised them that we would go ahead and reread the resolutions that we passed so that everyone would know what was done. So I'm going to ask Mary Shannon to, you know, take a drink of water and take a deep breath and go ahead and start when you're ready.
Okay. Resolution 118. Resolved that the Town Board of the Town of Waterford hereby authorizes the purchase of a 2021 Dodge Charger police pursuit vehicle with rear-wheel drive from Maine Motor Car as per New York State contract pricing for mini bid number 5980, bid price $27,248.76, offered by Councilman Ball, seconded by Councilman Clement, all in favor. Resolution 119. Resolved that the Town Board of the Town of Waterford does hereby direct that the Supervisor of the Town shall pay the salaries of the following named individuals and employees of the Town of Waterford in the amount and at the time stated during the calendar year 2021 without the necessity of pre-audit by the Town Board. John E. Lawler, Supervisor, $18,237 monthly. Mary Shannon Kerrigan, Town Clerk, $52,020 weekly. Frank McCummett, Councilman, $11,224 monthly. James Boudreau, Councilman, $11,224 monthly. Lori Marble, Councilman, $11,224 monthly. David Ball, Councilman, $11,224 monthly. Nancy Sinukshian, Town Justice, $18,456 monthly. David Fusco, Town Justice, $18,450 weekly. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Ball, all in favor. Resolution 120. Resolved that William Kutu be reappointed as budget officer and the annual salary for said position be fixed at $48,450 for the year 2021, and the supervisor be authorized to pay said salary in weekly installments without the necessity of pre-audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Ball, all in favor. Resolution 121. Resolved that Patrick Breen be and he is hereby reappointed as Deputy Information Security Officer for the year 2021 at an annual salary of $15,810 to be paid in biweekly installments by the supervisor without the necessity of pre-audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Ball, all in favor. Resolution 122. Resolved that the town board of the town of Waterford does hereby direct the town supervisor to pay the salary of Mary Shannon Kerrigan in her capacity of tax collector in the amount of $4,080 for 2021 in weekly installments without the necessity of pre-audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Ball. All in favor. Resolved that Debbie Russell is hereby reappointed for the year 2021 as the junior accountant at a salary of $24.88 per hour, and that Christine McClement be reappointed as deputy town clerk for the year 2021. Resolution 123. Resolved that Debbie Russell is hereby reappointed for the year 2021 as the junior accountant at a salary of $24.88 per hour, and that Christina McClement be reappointed as deputy town clerk for the year 2021 at a salary of $18.36 per hour, each position to be paid in weekly installments by the supervisor without the necessity pre-audit by the town board. And Deborah Maloney is hereby reappointed as part-time aide to the town supervisor's office for the year 2021 at a salary of $14.20 per hour to be paid in biweekly installments by the supervisor without the necessity pre-audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Ball. All voted in favor, with Councilman McClement abstaining. Resolution 124. Resolved that pursuant to the provisions of Section 20, Subsection 2 of the Town Law of the State of New York, the Town Board retains as an attorney for the town the firm of Dreyer Bryagin to provide such professional services and counsel as it may require in the ordinary conduct of business, and further that the supervisor of the town be authorized and empowered to pay Dreyer Bryagin invoices or statements for professional service in the amount not to exceed $36,000 for the calendar year 2021 for all regular professional services, plus reimbursement of the amounts of any professional services, plus reimbursement of the amounts of any expenses incurred by them in the professional performance of their service without the necessity of pre-audit by the town board, and that the supervisor be authorized to enter into a letter agreement with the firm reflecting the retainer as set forth herein. An agreement may be retained as the need arises for litigation or non-ordinary matters at normal professional fees. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Ball. All in favor. Resolved that Crystal Orton be, and she is hereby reappointed as full-time clerk to the town justices for the year 2021, and that the salary for said position be set at $18.05 per hour to be paid in weekly installments by the supervisor without the necessity pre-audit by the town board. And Deborah Maloney is hereby reappointed as part-time court clerk for the year 2021 at a salary of $14.20 per hour to be paid in biweekly installments by the supervisor without the necessity pre-audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Ball. All in favor. Resolution 126. Resolved that Joseph Alvarello be, and he is hereby reappointed as special police in charge of traffic control for the town of Waterford for the year 2021, and that the salary for said position be set at $40.65 per day to be paid in biweekly installments by the supervisor without the necessity pre-audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Ball. All in favor. Resolution 127. Resolved that all full-time police officers and sergeants presently holding office in the Waterford Police Department be, and they are hereby reappointed for the year 2021, and be it further resolved that the supervisors authorized to pay the salaries associated with the positions referenced above as specified in the existing union contract and on the time schedule specified in said contract without the necessity pre-audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Ball. All in favor. Resolution 128. Resolved that Russ Vandervoort be, and he is hereby reappointed as town historian for the town of Waterford for the year 2021 at a salary of $2,059 per year to be paid in quarterly installments by the supervisor without the necessity pre-audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Ball. All in favor. Resolution 129. Resolved that each of the following employees presently holding a position in the Wastewater Treatment Department and the Highway Department be, and they are hereby reappointed to that position for the year 2021 and will be paid in weekly installments by the supervisor without the necessity pre-audit by the town board. Wastewater Treatment Plant Chief Operator Craig Falcone, $61,200 per year. Wastewater Laborer David Bullitt, $22.45 per hour. Wastewater Laborers Brian Hayden, Al Ferguson, Sean Gilbert, $20.34 per hour. Highway Department Heavy Equipment Operator Mike Ruge, $22.48 per hour. Highway Department Laborers James Carlton, Paul Terry, Walt Sorensen, Patrick Sherwood, Patrick Kane, and Cameron Gardner, $20.34 per hour. Highway Department Laborer James Maloney, $15.88 per hour. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Ball. All in favor. Resolution 130. Resolved that Dominic Gabriel be, and he is hereby reappointed as town engineer for 2021 at an annual salary of $30,000 to be paid in biweekly installments by the supervisor without the necessity per audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreaux, seconded by Councilman Ball, all in favor. Resolution 131, resolved that David Wooden be, and he is hereby reappointed as chairman of the Waterford Planning Board for the year 2021, and that the annual salary for said position be set at $3,679 per year to be paid in monthly installments by the supervisor without the necessity pre-audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreaux, seconded by Councilman Ball, all in favor. Resolution 132, resolved that David Wooden be, and he is hereby reappointed as planning director for the year 2021, and that the annual salary for said position be set at $26,321 to be paid in monthly installments by the supervisor without the necessity pre-audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreaux, seconded by Councilman Ball, all in favor. Resolution 133, resolved that Harriet Fusco is reappointed as a member of the planning board at a salary of $71.21 per meeting, commencing immediately and ending on December 31st, 2025, and that the salary for said position be paid in monthly installments by the supervisor without the necessity pre-audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreaux, seconded by Councilman Ball. Resolution 134, resolved that Charles Fusco be, and he is hereby reappointed as chairman of the Zoning Board of Appeals for the year 2021, and that the annual salary for said position be set at $2,543 to be paid in quarterly installments by the supervisor without the necessity pre-audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreaux, seconded by Councilman Ball, all in favor. I need one moment. Resolution 135, resolved that the 2021 salaries for all Planning Board members and Zoning Board of Appeals members, not set by any other resolution, be set at $71.21 per meeting, and that the 2021 salaries for members of the Board of Assessment Review, not set by any other resolution, be set at $74.94 per meeting. All of the above salaries are to be paid in monthly installments by the supervisor without the necessity pre-audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreaux, seconded by Councilman Ball, all in favor. Resolved that the Resolution 136, resolved that the regular monthly meeting of the Waterford Town Board for the year 2021 will be held on the first Tuesday of each month at 7 o'clock p.m. Offered by Councilman Boudreaux, seconded by Councilman Ball, all in favor. Resolution 137, resolved that the Waterford branch of Pioneer Savings Bank be, and it is hereby designated as the official depository in which the supervisor, the town clerk, tax collector, town justices, and deputy supervisor shall deposit all monies coming into their hands by virtue of their office. Offered by Councilman Boudreaux, seconded by Councilman Ball, all in favor. Resolution 138, resolved that the mileage rate used to reimburse all town employees and elected officials required to use their personal automobiles for traveling to conduct town business during 2021 be set at the level established by the Internal Revenue Service. Offered by Councilman Boudreaux, seconded by Councilman Ball, all in favor. Resolution 139, resolved that the supervisor of the town of Waterford be and he is hereby authorized to pay invoices of Verizon Wireless, Verizon, Benetech, Empire Blue Cross, National Grid, Office of the State Controller, Toshiba America Business Solutions, Pitney Bowes Financial Services, County Waste, CDPHP, New York State Unemployment Insurance, Windstream, Spectrum, Arch Insurance Group, First Light Fiber, New York State and Local Retirement System, Time Warner Cable, Town Tax Collector, Reserve Account, U.S. Postal Service, and the Waterford Rescue Squad without the necessity of pre-audit by the town board, and to make such payments on the bonded indebtedness as have been appropriated by the town board without the necessity of a pre-audit by the town board for the year 2021. Offered by Councilman Boudreaux, seconded by Councilman Ball, all in favor. Resolution 140, resolved that the Gazette newspaper published in Schenectady, New York, is hereby designated as the official newspaper for the town of Waterford for the year 2021. Offered by Councilman Boudreaux, seconded by Councilman Ball, all in favor. Resolution 141, resolved that the town board of the town of Waterford does hereby approve a telephone banking transfer as well as an online transfer authorization between Pioneer Commercial Bank and the town of Waterford. Offered by Councilman Boudreaux, seconded by Councilman Ball, all in favor. Resolution 142, resolved that George Quick be, and he is hereby reappointed as fire inspector for the town of Waterford for the year 2021, and that the salary for said position be set at $2,182 annually to be paid in quarterly installments by the supervisor without the necessity pre-audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Ball, all in favor. Resolution 143, resolved that Frank McClement be, and he is hereby reappointed as a member of the Saratoga County Youth Board for the year 2021. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Ball, all in favor. Resolution 144, resolved that the following holidays would be designated as official holidays for the year 2021 for all non-union employees. New Year's Day, 1/1/21, Martin Luther King Birthday, 1/18/21, President's Day, 2/15/21, Memorial Day, 5/31/21, Independence Day, observed 7/5/21, Labor Day, 9/6/21, Columbus Day, 10/11/21, Veterans Day, 11/11/21, Thanksgiving Day, 11/25/21, Day After Thanksgiving, 11/26/21, Christmas Day, observed 12/24/21. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Ball, all in favor. Resolution 145, resolved that Zbigniew Lubis be reappointed as temporary acting highway superintendent for the year 2021 and that the annual salary for said position be set at $61,376 to be paid in weekly installments by the supervisor without the necessity of a pre-audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Ball, all in favor. Resolution 146, resolved that there be established an investigation fund to provide monies for use by the police department in the course of investigations and that the amount of such fund not exceed $500 at any time and that appropriate measures be taken by the supervisor and the budget officer to provide for such funds for the year 2021. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Ball, all in favor. Resolution 147, whereas the Department of Environmental Conservation of the State of New York is responsible for the protection of the water resources of certain classified waters in New York State as set forth in Part 3 of Article 5 of the Conservation Law, and whereas this Memorandum of Understanding between the Department of Environmental Conservation and the State of New York and the Town of Waterford established an agreement of cooperation between the parties hereinafter insofar as the highway is concerned. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the supervisor of the Town of Waterford be and is hereby empowered to sign the Memorandum of Understanding on behalf of the Town of Waterford and the Highway Department. And be it further resolved that this Memorandum of Understanding shall take effect immediately upon its acceptance by the Department of Environmental Conservation. Offered by Councilman Ball, seconded. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Ball, all in favor. Resolution 148, resolved that Russell McAllister be and he is hereby reappointed as the Information Security Officer for the Town of Waterford for the year 2021 at an annual salary of $15,810 to be paid in biweekly installments by the supervisor without the necessity of pre-audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Ball, all in favor. Resolution 149, resolved that the 2021 salary of the sole assessor for the town of Waterford is set at $30,000 to be paid in weekly installments without the necessity of pre-audit by the town board. And James Callahan be, and he's hereby reappointed as the assessor's clerk at a salary of $19.73 per hour for 2021 to be paid in weekly installments without the necessity of pre-audit by the town board. And Marianne Kelts be reappointed as aide to the assessor at a salary of $15.54 per hour for 2021 to be paid in biweekly installments by the supervisor without the necessity of pre-audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Ball, all in favor. Resolution 150, resolved that Tori Van Ostrand be, and she is hereby reappointed as part-time recreation director at a salary of $16.98 per hour for the year 2021, said position to be paid in weekly installments by the supervisor without the necessity of pre-audit by the town board, and that Mary Stalker be reappointed as part-time events coordinator for the year 2021 at a salary of $16.98 per hour to be paid in weekly installments by the supervisor without the necessity of pre-audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Ball, all in favor. Resolution 151, resolved that Paul McInerney be, and he is hereby reappointed as administrative aide to the Public Safety Commissioner for the year 2021 at a salary of $57,222 to be paid in weekly installments by the supervisor without the necessity of pre-audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Ball, all in favor. Resolution 152, resolved that Jeffrey St. Denis be, and he is hereby reappointed, as full-time animal control officer for the town for the year 2021 at a salary of $39,416 to be paid in weekly installments by the supervisor without the necessity of pre-audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Boal. All in favor. Resolution 153, resolved that Dennis Carnival be, and he is hereby reappointed, as part-time cemetery caretaker for the town of Waterford for the year 2021 at a salary of $7,491 to be paid in monthly installments by the supervisor without the necessity of pre-audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Boal. All in favor. Resolution 154, resolved that Jeffrey Cleary be, and he is hereby reappointed as full-time Canal Visitor Center Director for the year 2021 at a salary of $52,000 to be paid in weekly installments by the supervisor without the necessity of pre-audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Boal. All in favor. Resolution 155, resolved that Andrew Walters is hereby reappointed as a bus driver for the year 2021 for the town of Waterford at a salary of $20.34 per hour to be paid in weekly installments by the supervisor without necessity of pre-audit by the town board. And Ronald Bennett is reappointed as an alternate bus driver for the year 2021 at a salary of $15.30 per hour to be paid in biweekly installments by the supervisor without the necessity of pre-audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Boal. All in favor. Resolution 156, resolved that Tracy Weir be appointed as police matron and Marilyn Brown be reappointed as police matron for the town of Waterford for the year 2021, and that the salary for said positions be set at $20.64 per hour to be paid in biweekly installments without the necessity of pre-audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Boal. All in favor. Resolution 157, resolved that Andrew Walters is appointed as custodian for the town hall for the year 2021 at a salary of $20.34 per hour and custodian for the community senior center for the year 2021 at a salary of $20.34 per hour to be paid in weekly installments without the necessity of pre-audit by the town board. Offered by Councilman Boudreau, seconded by Councilman Boal. All in favor. That is the end.
All right. Well done, well done.
I feel like I've heard that before.
Would you go back and do that again?
That's all in the name of transparency and open government. So I thank you for that. I do have one last request of you, Mary Shannon, before I can tell you to take the rest of the night off. If you will go back, the resolution that I read to hire Ben Aiken, it's been pointed out to me, I may have used the wrong hourly salary number. Ben, it still comes out to the $52,000, but I think I used the wrong hourly number. Our ever-astute budget officer has texted me during the meeting and asked me to please check that number. Didn't want to give you a raise before you started.
Are
you
okay with that?
Right, yeah. You're going to fit in just... So, Mary Shannon, could you read that back, please? I think I transposed the number when I wrote it down. Would you read it back?
Resolved that Benjamin Aiken is appointed as building inspector and code enforcement officer at a salary of $29.40 per hour to be paid in weekly installments.
You can stop right there.
Okay.
The $29.40 should be $24.90.
Okay.
So I transposed the four and doesn't change the annual salary.
That.
You're still okay with it, but I'm not. See, that's the problem. So I would like to amend that resolution to a salary of $24.90, and Ben, that's exactly what we had agreed to. It's just I misspoke. My apologies. I'll offer that since I offered
second.
The original, and Frank's going to second it. Is there any discussion?
I'd just like to say that these are the types of mistakes that we make in public school all the time with math.
This was a reading mistake, Jim. It wasn't a math mistake. I'm especially chagrined, but
that's that Keevney math. You know?
That's that Keevney math, right? Okay. All right. With that, all in favor, please say aye.
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 So that is amended to $24.90. And Mary Shannon, now you can take the rest of the night off. That's fine. You don't have to say another word. Okay.
Thank you.
Does anybody on the line have anything that they'd like, or anybody here or anybody on the phone have any questions, comments, anything they'd like to say, anything they'd like to bring out? Anybody else on the board have anything else they want to talk about tonight? Okay. All right. If not, I'd like to have someone make a motion to go into executive session to discuss a personnel issue.
Yep.
It's been offered by Mr. Boudreau, seconded by Mr. McClement. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. What I can promise people, whether you're on the line or you're here, there will be no action taken by the board after this. There will be no votes. This is simply information and discussion. People are welcome to wait until we come back and actually adjourn the meeting. That could be a little while, but you're more than welcome to do that. You just can't stay in this room. You're welcome to use the other room, maybe shoot a game of pool or whatever while you're over there and relax, play some cards. But anybody who wants to stay, you're more than welcome to. Russ, I need you to mute our microphones.